Birds. I am moving up in the world, my love. I am a liturgy climbing the chambers of a small church, glowing among fireflies on a muddy roadside. When I go out walking, I ride waves of starlings that bend into the dusk, melting around me like a strawberry-flavored candy. With the confidence of a backstreet boxer, I have learned to let handsome strangers bandage my bruises, search alleyways for my missing teeth, pay me large sums of money for the show I put on. Am I wrong, then, to want to take with me our unwashed nights, a carton of expired milk, a stone against which you tripped and fell neck first on a broken glass bottle, and one or two cockroaches, or the occasional letter from the government denying us something we desperately need and that almost breaks my will. Just as at a Jewish wedding, one breaks glass to remember at the heights of love what was lost, the destruction of the first temple. I want the wastes and the old fears so that I can reach out into that night, crowded with washing boards and piles of soiled laundry, to arrive in the bungalow where we first met. Your curls knotted, clumped against your skin. At first, your breathing frightened me. It seemed to me an accordion pulled reluctantly, back and forth through a tiny slit. When it was just a bird song, making its way in the dark to greet a new neighbor. I learned to sing back to you, walk you to school, feed you, and once, using my entire paycheck as a soda fountain girl in Roland Roaster, we rode horses on the beach. And I learned that the terms of love are always the same, that of a bird that falls from a tree. No matter what, stop what you are doing to gather me, keep me, and when the time comes, bury me.